Welcome to Ohio Means Jobs Fulton County Resource Segment. I'm Kara Linear, the Workforce Supervisor. Today, I am pleased to welcome DGL Consulting. Thank you for being here with us.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Pleasure to be here.
In this segment, we're going to discuss engineering. Can you please share with us how you began your journey?
Sarah, why don't you start? You're the newest.
All right. So I graduated high school during COVID. And when I was in high school, I was convinced I wanted to go into healthcare. And with COVID and everything, that kind of like fizzled out a little bit. And I'm sure a lot of people that happened the same way too. And I had a conversation with a friend who was in engineering and was complaining about their classes. And it sounded really fun to me, so I decided I was going to go to school for engineering, and I went for mechanical engineering. I still have a class left. And I had a professor in school who wanted me to go to a job fair and introduce me to DGL. And I have never looked back. It's an amazing, I've only been here for 2 years, but I have really enjoyed my time at DGL. It's been a very great learning experience, but it's been a very great place to work for. So
I didn't even pay her to say that.
Well, that's what I was going to say. How did that work out, RJ, for you? And you're from the area, correct?
I am, yeah.
So then you just
born and raised in Napoleon.
So you came right straight up the 108 to Fulton County. We're glad to have you in Fulton County.
Well, thank you.
RJ, please tell us about your journey in this career.
Basically I was 15 years old and I got home from something and my neighbor, who was a surveyor for an engineering firm, was sitting there with my dad and asked me if I wanted a job. And I think I started the following week and doing boundary surveys for him. And then I went to work for Fink Beiner Pedersen Strout, which is a firm that no longer exists. And at that time, I was 16 years old, 17 year olds, working summers out of town and stuff. So that's how I got into the business. And quite honestly, I fell in love with it and I've never left it.
That's so awesome. That's so awesome. So you guys both said that you were DGL. Mm-hmm. Where is that located at here in Fulton County?
Okay, our office in Fulton County is at 128 North Fulton Street, right in downtown Wauseon. We've been there since 2018. We also, our main office is in Maumee, Ohio. And then after Wauseon office, we opened Dublin and then Independence, Ohio, and then Port Clinton. And then just a few months back, we opened up an office in Fishers, Indiana. So, we've had some steady growth
a lot of growth real quick.
And obviously we're here talking about workforce. Having good employees is really important for that. So that's, that we continue to grow, but we've tried to do it slower to make sure we get good people.
Mm-hmm. So when you said you're growing and you're growing slowly, but a lot great growth, what tools are you using to find your employees?
I guess all the regulars. A lot of social media. There's ZipRecruiter, things like that. And we've also, actually, we have Ellen Taylor in our office now. Mm-hmm. That is becoming our recruiter. We hired another recruiter, an individual that's a really, really good man, and he's actually doing recruiting for us and training her so that she can eventually take it over. So we've moved that way because it's important to be able to find people and she's done a great job, onboarding people and introducing them to the company. So it's really worked out well.
That's great to hear. So like RJ said, there's many sources to be able to use for recruiting individuals, anywhere from local sources at your local Ohio Means Jobs office to online sources to be able to use LinkedIn to be able to put those informations out there. Can you guys share with us, what is your most essential tools that you use in your job?
I don't know if it's a little obvious to say, but for me, a computer.
Yep.
I'm a CAD technician, which is computer-aided design. So if I didn't have a computer, I would not be able to do about 90% of my job.
Back to the old drawing board and a ruler and a pencil.
Yeah. But other than that, if we did not have the people in the field that we have, that is a huge component of what we do. They are what gets me my information. They're my eyes. So if I didn't have people out in the field walking people's properties and the roads and everything, I would not be able to do what I do.
Yep. I mean, in general, she's right. I mean, we use a lot of different softwares like Civil 3D and MicroStation, mm-hmm. CAD software. Bluebeam is a PDF software. We use a lot of different softwares. But then for the surveyors, we have robotic total stations. We have scanners. We just bought a new X9 scanner, so that's really exciting for us. We also have a drone, a LiDAR drone that we can fly and collect data to do some mapping from a drone. So we've got all kinds of different tools that we use that are important, and it really just depends on what the job is.
So does it also one of your tools, is it communication with individuals, or do you do a lot of communication?
Absolutely.
We've had to improve on that. I mean, we've been very busy, and I don't know, you know me, Carol. Things go in and out of my mind, and I forget things. And so they always tell me they're trying to get things out of my mind so they know what's going on. So, but we do. We have to communicate. We have weekly meetings now, mm-hmm. and then we talk on a regular basis, just, you know, and ask questions, and just trying to make sure everybody's understanding what's going on, because even when you think you're doing the best you can do, mm-hmm. something slips by. But you know, we always just try to do our best, and it's probably one of the most important things that we have to do.
And really, for us, it's not even just in-house communication we have to do. We have to communicate with counties and a lot of people outside of house, and communication is just so huge for what we do.
I totally get it. It's in all line of work. Yes. We all have to be able to communicate mm-hmm. in different levels, in different skill sets. What are you guys finding the biggest challenge right now in your industry? That's a big sigh.
I know. Well,
so being DGL's been around for 100 years this
100
year.
100 years.
It should be able to get them straight off your tongue. Yeah. What's going on with it?
I would say, even though things have improved since mm-hmm. COVID, I mean, because we had 2-3 years there where you couldn't find anybody. Nobody was moving. No, you know, we just couldn't find good employees. And so it was kind of stagnant. And you suffered because you had so much work going on. We were successful, which is awesome. But when you don't have enough people, it gets a little stressful. Mm-hmm. I would say that's loosened up, and we've gotten lucky and got some really good people. But finding good people is important because, you know, when you have an employee that doesn't care or doesn't work hard, those things are frustration and it hurts the whole team. And then you get surprises on bad data that, you know, hopefully doesn't sneak through to a project, to a design, or even worse, construction. Mm-hmm. So getting good people is really important.
It is. And I would say, on top of that, with the getting good people thing, a big part of it is just getting, and I'm not the one who really experiences the getting good people, but hearing about what we do in this area is rare. For me, the only reason I heard about it was because of a job fair. I mean, I went to school for engineering and didn't hear about the civil engineering or surveying side of it until the job fair. It was never something that I had heard about. And you see surveyors out surveying, but it's not something people talk about. And so I think getting the word out is so huge, and it's a very difficult thing with the area and the education for that.
In my perception with the universities is they don't seem to have a civil design drafting classes. They do mechanical, they do other types, but I mean, so like she switched from mechanical and she's doing great. I mean, yeah, she knew the softwares mm-hmm. or knew the software she was using and is technical, so she could do it. Mm-hmm. But
it's a different software we use
exactly.
for what I do. So it was a complete relearning process.
She's young and smart and I'm not. So switching to new software.
Technology's not for everyone, but we're all learning together, correct?
Yeah, that's right. We try.
Absolutely. Yep.
Don't you know that a good boss hires people smarter than them?
No. That's what they say all the time. That's what they say.
It's easy for me.
You know different things than I do, though.
Okay. Yeah.
So what is one piece of advice that you guys would like to give someone that's starting out in the field of engineering or looking at engineering? Mm-hmm. What's one good piece of advice you would like them to understand?
I'd say from my standpoint that it's possible to make a really good living even without a degree, depending on what you want to do and what you're able to do. We've got people that are not licensed that are making quite a bit of money, and but they work hard, you know. So if you go to a job, I mean, I think the right attitude and caring about your work and work ethic, you know, showing up every day, because we do have a really good team. And it really does hurt the team when somebody's not, you know, living up to the par that we need or expect. So I guess it's the biggest thing. We've got people that we've hired that had zero experience mm-hmm. that are some 5 years later now are some of my best people. And they train people the best. And they had zero experience in surveying for my perspective of the side of the business. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's possible to come in without experience if you're willing to work hard and do a good job, you know, so it's important.
So you're saying DGL has entry-level positions to be able to work your way up the ladder.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can do a construction observation of any kind. We have a lot that we do for the Turnpike and other municipalities. And then the surveying, of course. And then there might even be, as things grow, there might be something for traffic, you know, going out and setting up the counters. You know, that's another thing, probably another piece of equipment. We now have, instead of counters sitting out there pressing buttons where people are driving, we actually have cameras that go up in the air and film the intersection, and it automatically records where the traffic's going. I mean, knowing how to do all this stuff, technology is probably important in our industry too, wouldn't you say?
Very much so. I think for me, the biggest advice I would give to somebody like kind of starting out in the field in general is ask questions. I probably asked more questions than people knew what to do with, and I probably got on some people's nerves by all my questions. But ultimately, it's not just about asking questions. It's about asking good questions and remembering what people say when they ask questions. I think I have 2 full notebooks from when I started of stuff I just wrote down. When I would ask a question, yeah, I would write down the answer, so I could reference back to that rather than redundantly asking questions. Yep. And I really got a lot of good information, yep, that way. And I learned from some amazing people.
Yeah. I'd say, and quite honestly, Sarah's a great example. When she came, she's coming for an interview. She's going to school. So she didn't have that much time. Mm-hmm. But I said, we can do this on Teams. You know, she insisted she come to the office. I mean, so she showed a good example of herself. She wanted to be there, mm-hmm, and she's done great ever since. She hasn't changed. This is who she is, and so that's who we want. I mean, not everybody's the same, but you know what I mean. It's important to strive to be the best you can.
That sounds great. What would you guys like to share about DGL and what you guys do? Anything else with our audience?
Well, I mean, in general, I mean, obviously from my standpoint, we do surveying. We do everything from boundary surveys for local parcels on up to topographic and right-of-way surveys for ODOT projects like bridges, roads, expressways. We've worked on huge site projects. We have a civil design area that does residential and commercial and industrial site projects. We have traffic. We not only do traffic design, but we also do signalization design, or they go out and study a corridor and reprogram it. You know, a lot of times you go through a corridor and your lights would stop everyone. Well, now they've got them programmed to actually see cars and turn on and off when they see cars, and you can go through an entire corridor with all the lights staying green while you're going through. I mean, and there's a time element to that, but it, you know, all that stuff is what we do. Along with Ahmed leads our group with the construction observation. So we have a lot of people out on the turnpike, you know, bridge jobs, paving jobs, just recording quantities, taking pavement corings, taking temperatures of the asphalt when it leaves the plant. All those things are critical to make sure that the asphalt goes down right. And so those are a lot of the different things that we do. And from our standpoint, mm-hmm, we do a lot of right-of-way plans all throughout the state for different local public agencies or municipalities, and then a lot for ODOT as well. So, I mean,
thank you for sharing the details of what DGL does. Is there anything else that you would like to add for our audience today?
I think the only big thing for me is that as a company, and I know because of what we're meeting really for today, DGL is an amazing place to work. And I'm not just saying that because my boss is sitting right next to me. I'm saying that because over the 2 years I worked for DGL, they have continuously shown me that I am appreciated as an employee, and that my learning is important to them, and my continued success is important to them.
Yeah, I'd say I'd echo what she said, because I've been here 13 years, mm-hmm, and I was at ODOT before this, and when I left ODOT, everybody told me this is the best decision I ever made, and since I've been here, it is. I mean, we get along great, everybody mm-hmm, great people, we have fun, a lot of laughs, but we're also very serious about our work and very professional about making sure things are done right, and we provide a quality work product at the same time, so mm-hmm, it has been a great place to be.
It has.
RJ and Sarah, thank you for being with us today. Thank you to our listeners. We encourage you to follow us on social media and visit us on the county website at FultonCountyOH.com for more information. This is Carol Linear, the Workforce Supervisor with Ohio Means Jobs Fulton County. Wishing you a wonderful day, Fulton County.
Ohio Means Jobs.